Erechin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We're touching now a completely new subject. Instead of Parshas Erechin, which is the end of Parshas Bechukosai, we're now going to be learning the halachas that are mavur in Parshas Bahar, in the Parsha of Shmita V'Yovel, which is the Parsha of Bahar, as an extension of the dinim of Shmita V'Yovel. The Torah goes into specific halachas about what's called the Ester Achuza, the selling of Ester Achuza, the buying back of Ester Achuza, and so on. What's Ester Achuza? Ester Achuza means an anachlo. It's a field that Klal Yisrael owned. Each person owned their nachla in Eretz Yisrael, ish mipi ish. Because the Torah shtelled avek that the Ester Achuza are owned in each family by the members of that family, memela, if a person, even if they came on hard times and they sold the field, they're not really selling the field. It's a field, it's a sale lo'ilomai shel yovel, it's a sale until yovel. This is the hamshach. The parasha of yovel is a year in which there's an iser melacha, which is the subject of Maseches Shviyos. Same way there's an iser shmita, there's also an iser the year of yovel. Yovel has the added characteristic of being a reset on the Yiddish clock insofar as land is concerned. Avodim and Eved Ivri. We learn in other places, and Eved Ivri, the halacha is, he could work 6 years, or he could decide to bleib an Eved Ivri if he wants, ad olam shel yovel, but a Yid can never make himself into an Eved forever. There's a reset on the clock, and poka the avdus, and v'shavta mishalach uzosu. That's the halacha in Parshas Shmita v'yovel. Then the Torah extends that the halachas of Yovel are also a reset on sales that took place. But even where, if Reuven has a field that came down in his mishpacha midor dor, it's his Ester Achuza, when he sells that field to Shimon, he's not really selling the field. What he's really doing is he's leasing it to Yovel. And the Gemara over here, this is Mechudesh Dikasugis, where the Gemara looks at a sale of a field, more or less what we would call a lease. It's a long term, it's an ownership, but it's an ownership that's only Zmani, and it's ownership which is only passively on a schus for those years. He doesn't own the field Lagabi other years. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that, whereas a regular sale, even if the reason why Reuven sold to Shimon is because Reuven was hard for on cash, so he sold off his field, he didn't have what to feed his family with, he sold the field to Shimon. What happens if he sells the field, he walks away from the field, and then he goes and buys a lottery ticket, he wins the jackpot. So now he would never have sold this field. Tough luck. What's sold is sold. The mechiru is a mechiru. Over here he has a right to buy back. There's a din of geula sota. The reason why it's a geula is because kiviyochel, the field is being held prisoner. Not because anybody did anything wrong, but because Shimon's not really the owner. Even when he buys it, it's only sold like a lease. So he's holding on to the field, which is really Oilomis Shel Reuven. Reuven has a right to begoil the field back. The nature of this is interesting. Is he buying it back? Is he really only being Mevar? Was the sale only in the first place, only B'tnai? Interesting to Dan in the Lomdus of how this works. So this is going to be the subject of our Perek. Important to point out that these halachos are not Negea today. Unfortunately, because we don't have Yovel. The Bailus of Eretz Yisrael that goes down Bidor Dor from Yemais Yishur Benun, we don't have either. Because Eretz Yisrael was completely Yotzer Mishus Klal Yisrael at the end of Tkufas Bayis Rishon. And the other one, Klal Yisrael went back to Bayis Sheni, there's no Ester Achuza. Besides for that, Kiddushas Yovel is totally in Rav Yeshver Oleo. All of Klal Yisrael has to be. There's a Shaila whether Shmita Bizman Bayis Sheni was the Reis or not. But Yovel, if the consensus of Rav Reuven Shel Rishonim, Yovel was certainly not the Raisa b'mei Bayis Sheni, because it wasn't Rav Yeshver Oleo, most of Klal Yisrael wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, only in Bayis Rishon. And Memela, these halachas are not negated. The whole Kedusha Shnas HaYovel is not negated. These halachas, Klapi the Shem Ste Achuza, are also not negated. One other halacha is that as a result of the fact that when a person is moicher Ester Achuza, it's not really a permanent sale. There's also a difference when a person is magdish Ester Achuza. If a person is magdish Ester Achuza, so it belongs to Hegdish, he has a right to be paid back the field. If he's paid back the field, we see that as the field going back to him, because really it blibes his in the first place. the value by which he has to be paid to the field is a symbolic value. We had a little bit of this earlier in the Masechta. It's a symbolic value, the same way Erichin is a symbolic halacha, as opposed to the value of something, which is a neder or a person being Magdish Nechosov. When a person buys back a Steh Achuza from Hegdish, he's being goyal it for its symbolic value. That's when he buys back, he's buying it back, it's his. It always was his. Masha'enken, what would be if somebody else would be goyal? If somebody else would be goyal, the halachas are different. We'll see how those halachas are, because the other person doesn't have a right to buy his field. Now let's start the Mishnah. In Magdishin lefnei ha-yoivul pochus mishtei shonim. The halacha of being Magdish Esteh Achuza is that he has a right to be poydu. We pointed out that the Dmei HaPidyon is not the value of the field, but it's a symbolic value. The symbolic value, the Torah says, is Zera Choy Mesoirim B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. For a certain size, which is a base kur, Zera Choy Mesoirim is how much is planted. That's a base kur. Is that, is the amount that would produce Soirim of 30 so, is the value of that amount of field, is B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. When he's poydim, he has to be paid to that amount, but he's paid to kifi erech hashonim, which means if it's, the number is 50, so the amount for each year is going to be one shekel plus a minuscule amount. It's 1/48 of a sela is a pundyoin. So it's a pundyoin with a shekel for each year, if for the measurement of a base kur. That's how much it is. However, let's say he's magdish to say shtei achuza less than 2 years before, so then there's no din of what we call geroin kesef. Geroin kesef is the general term used for whenever we make a cheshbon with a geula, with a pidyon, and we megareh lefi the years. It's never 100% an accurate cheshbon, because you'll have some years where the field produces more, some years the field produces less. The value is not equal. The same way, let's say, an eved ivri that's buying himself back, which he's allowed to, or let's say Omoh Ivriya in Maseches Kedushin, is Begroin Kesef, it's Lefi the years, but it's not really an accurate description of the value. But Achabonim, that's the halacha. But the Torah puts down this Gzeres HaKosef of Begroin Kesef with the wording of Lefi Shonim HaNoiso Rois. Shonim HaNoiso Rois means 2 years. If it's less than 2 years, Chazal understand that the whole din of Begroin Kesef doesn't apply. And he doesn't pay Lefi the value of those that year and a half, which will be only two shkolim and a few pinyoinois. He's going to have to pay the whole chamishim shekel kesef. Oy bazoi, it's a waste of money. So the Mishnah says, ein magdishin, doesn't mean ein, you're not allowed to, just means it's a waste of money. Eitzot toivo komashmulon, the Rav brings down, sheyehei odom chosan lechosov lo yagdish, pochos mishtei shonim, because then he's being mafsir abboim v'shmoinus loim. Because the rest of it, he's going to have to pay the whole 50. For legoilin la'acha hayoivul pochas mishono. The reasoning for this is, it's not a dafka aloch in the first year. The Mishnah really means to say a klal, which the Mishnah immediately explains. Ein mechashon chadoshim lahegdish. We don't cheshbin the value of the sada atz. For 50 years of yoivul, it's a sela with a punyan for each year. So if it's, let's say, 27 and a half years, so cheshbin, 27 and a half of sloim with punyoinis, we cheshbon lefi the whole year. Shonim shleimus, therefore, if he's coming, let's say, after 5.5 years, so then that whole year, he would have to be mechashiv, and mele in the first year, he's going to be paid for the whole thing. Aval ha-hegdish mechashiv chadoshim. Hegdish is yem mechashiv chadoshim. That means, l'toivas hegdish is we are mechashiv chadoshim, which means, L'chayruf, we're not mechashiv chadoshim. So if a person has 27 and a half years where he wants to buy back, he wants to be goyal the sod of magdish, he has to pay the full 28. So say also maybe that if there's a year and a half left till yoivul, so then he has 2 years. If it's 2 years, he's mekayim the din of shonim hanoiserois. And now we say no. Hegdish litoivosom, litoyaltum of hegdish, a year and a half we look at it as a year and a half. We don't look at it as 2 years. If that's the case, so then he's within 2 years, he doesn't have shonim hanoiserois, and then he has to pay, like we just said, the whole 50. That's the pshat. Hamagdish esodeu b'shas hayoivu. If somebody's magdish sodeu when yoivu was moiv, means not to say, not to buy a sheni, like we explained. Noisim bezera choy mesayrim. We explained this before. The amount of shetach which he could plant a kur of sayrim. A base kur is 30 saw of sayrim. Chamishim shekel kesef. That's the value. Hoyu sham. If in the field itself nekoyim amukim, there were deep holes. Asar tvachim. Oislaim gevayim asar tvachim. There are places which are clearly unplantable. And they also break up the retzifus of the area in the field. So there's deep holes that are 10 deep, or hills, rocks, that are high 10. Enim donimimo, the area on that is considered a different reshus. 10 deep is a different reshus. 10 tvachim is always the measure of a different reshus. Benegeh Shabbos, Erevin, other areas in Halakha, over here also. If it's 10 tall, 10 deep, then enim dodim imo, that's not the way we measure it when we're trying to put together the measurement. Again, we're not talking about the value of the field. So here you have to take a tape measure. You have to literally measure it. This area, which is a reshus bifnei atzmo, is not part of the field. Pachas mikan, so there's a cellar which is 5 tvachim high, so that area is considered part of the field, nim dodim imo. Higdisha shtayim oisholoshon lufnei hayoivu. If it was Magdish 2 or 3 years before Yovel, 2 or 3, it could be 10, 20, 30, whatever it is. Noisin selo pudyin lashono. We explained this before, breaking down 50 shekel kesef into 49 years, into 50 years, is 1 shekel with 1 pudyin for each of the 49 years. Im Omar, hareini noisin dvar shono bishono. He says that he wants to be paid the back from Hegdish. He wants to be paid the back limited. He's now being paid the back a year's worth. He'll pay in increments. He doesn't have the money now. Ein shayman loy. There's no such halacha. L'neisins kule ke'achod. The halacha is that he has to be mafkir the Hegdish by being paid, by being goyled the whole thing back. The pasuk says, v'chishev loy ha'koyin es ha'kesev al pi ha'shon v'na'isos. He has to cash all the money and pay all of the money immediately. The din ge'ulas, the din in the hafkor of the Hegdish, ha'idei ge'ulas, kol ha'sodom. Mishnah Beis. Echad ha'baylam ve'echad kol ha'odom. Who could be paid the bag, be goyled the soda from Hegdish? Anybody. The Bailam or not. Ma ben ha'baylam le'ben kol ha'odom. Ela sha'baylam noisin choymish. We had in the beginning of the Masechta, and we had this in Masechta's Bechayris also, is that the pidyon of Hegdish, this is Mavur and Apostle and Sefer Chochayisai, not in Pashas Bahar that we're really holding it, that whenever a Bailam is paid the back, something that belonged to him previously, so he adds a chaymish. The kol odom ain't in noisin chaymish. The gzeres hakasav of a chaymish is only on the Bailam. There's a lomda shehaori here, which is worth pointing out, and that is, if Reuven was magdish, a car, let's say, to bedek habayis, so now you say when Reuven's paid the back, so Reuven has to add on a chaymish. What defines in Lomdus this as belonging to Reuven? Haloi, the din of Momen Hegdish has no shame Reuven anymore. Bishleim Elamashul, Reuven was Magdish a behema for a korban. So there we still say, like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that still Tura de Reuven, even though it has Kedusha, but it's the Kedusha of the Eilah that belongs to Reuven. What exactly his ownership is worth for him, that's a good question. It's a kachum dika hagdara that it's his behema. So there we could understand that when he's paida, it has a different din than somebody else's paida. But when he's paid, when he's magdish to bedek habayis, the former owner, it's a marshal saying that Reuven sells his house. He puts his house on the market and he sells it to Yankel. Is there a difference in the right to buy back from Yankel between Reuven and Shimon and Levi? No. Each person is a stranger now, klapi the ownership of Yankel. Why should the original Bailam be any different than anybody else? I'll be buying it back. That's a good question. I'm going to say it exists across.